All Fishermen Are Liars, True Tales from the Dry Dock Bar by Linda Greenlaw. Read by the author.
This book is dedicated to Aubrey and Addison, the next generation of fishermen. Note to readers. When I decided to write what has now become my third book, I could only hope that there might be someone who was interested in hearing more from me. I was full of apprehension and fear, that old, familiar feeling, the same combination that causes shortness of breath and a fluttering in the belly each time the lines are cast off the dock, that perhaps I had caught my last fish the trip before. I tried to approach this challenge just as I have everything in my life, with a balance of abundant enthusiasm and fear. With two memoirs under my belt at the age of 43, I knew I might need to live another 20 years to gather enough material for another book just about me. And the truth is, I am sick to death of Linda Greenlaw, and have been not so secretly yearning to tackle a work of fiction, a seagoing epic tale by Linda Greenlaw, novelist. But no, this was not to be. What caught my imagination was the idea of doing another nonfiction book, this one a collection of sea stories of the type I have spent so many hours swapping across bars up and down the eastern seaboard. Nonfiction sea stories. The more I thought about this oxymoron, the more excited I grew. So, fiction will just have to wait. Instead, here is my book of absolutely true sea stories collected one memorable night in one of my favorite watering holes, the Dry Dock Bar, officially the Dry Dock Restaurant and Tavern in Portland, Maine. I've also included various extraneous lists and anecdotes. These I've called bar snacks. Fortunately, I do have an excellent memory and can recall quite accurately what transpired that evening. The Dry Dock is an actual establishment, and Alden is indeed a real person. All of the characters herein are authentic and are referred to by their real names, and each and every instance and situation and conversation